Maestros, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Hayoshim b'shar b'chanos. If a person is sitting, this is a mocher. So the mocher is sitting in a gate where they would sell, or b'chanos is his shop. V'omer, and he says, t'lu lechem te'enim. So in his shop, they're sitting visitors, and he says to them that they should take the te'enim. Now the te'enim, the Mefarshim explained, the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, these te'enim, these figs, were the mochers, but they weren't in the shop with him, because if they were actually in the shop with him, so when a person brings food and fruits to his own shop, so that's kovea meiser. So we have to say, the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, that these figs were in the shuk, in a different place in the shuk. So he did not take them out of the shuk. So because it's in the shuk, and it wasn't yet brought to his own house, so it's potter for them. So that's why the Mishnah says, oichlenu p'turin. So these people can eat, and they're potter from taking off meisers. They can eat from them, they can snack on them. Ubal hashar, ubal hachonos, chayavim. However, obviously, the owners of the shar, or the chonos, they're chayiv, because once it goes to the pnei abayis, where they are, where they're sitting currently, they own this shar or chonos, so they're chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda Paiter, achi yachzeres panov, o achi yishana mokum mishivaso. So Rabbi Yehuda says, since they're a moicher, they're not lamais in their house. Yes, they do own the shar or the chonos, but it's not really their house. But what happens is, there's a shita later, which is Rabbi Nechemiah, that holds that even in a person's house, if he's embarrassed to be in a certain place in his home to eat, so that's almost like not called his home, and he's not chayv and maestros in that area. So Rabbi Yehuda says that he's going to be potter, this seller that's in the storefront, or the shar, he's potter until he's in the shar, or in the chonos, in a place where he can turn his face away, or change where he's sitting. So he would no longer be embarrassed to eat. Because when people are selling, people don't, you know, salespeople, at least in certain places, have a little busha, and they won't start eating in front of all the people buying their stuff. So they'll always turn to the side and, you know, eat privately. So until he gets to that place where he can eat privately, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not really considered roya pnei abayis, meaning his domain. That's not called his domain yet. So he's potter until he enters that area. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The interesting thing, though, is that the Tiferes Yisrael explains is that, but we also hold like Rabbi Nechemiah, which means that he can't have busha to be considered his home. So you have to be in a position where you don't have busha for it to be kaveh ma'aser. So why would the Rav say the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda? Shouldn't the halacha be like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Tiferes says is that the normal case is that if a person has busha from his own in places in his own house. So that's not like considered his own house. So it's not kaveh ma'aser. Over here though, the reason that he has extra busha is because he's selling something. It's not really because of the makom of his house. It's because he's selling something. He's a moicher. So that's dafka why Rabbi Yehuda says that because he's a moicher, even though that's the reason that it's causing him the busha, that's enough that it's not considered his domain, legabi being kaveh ma'aser. Nevertheless, the halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda, which means that if the reason that it's been causing him busha is just because he's a moicher, that's not really called busha. It's only because he's a moicher, that's the reason. Only because he's selling something. It's not because it's not, you know, it has something to do with the house or anything like that. Therefore, we hold that as long as he brings something from the outside into his shar or chonos, he's chayev.